It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Ned Josh podcast for another day.
Say my name right.
What did I say?
Ed and Josh podcast.
I said Ned.
There's no way.
I said Ned.
If it was Ned, it was very...
I've been saying Ned into a microphone for bloody 10 years. I said Ned.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
Lucky.
I wish my name was
actually,
like
no, I will. Almond. I will take the you're welcome for that because it is such an easy name
That's
to
what
say.
I mean. Yeah. I wish my name was like Felix or Alexander or something. It was like a lot of syllables. I couldn't give you an
Romeo
easy name.
And Josh.
Like, oh, God. Elijah and Josh.
Yeah, multiple syllables. Damn it.
I started doing something, and look, I know that it's we are done with this. 4 years, probably, we're done with this. But someone's still out there reinventing the wheel, and I actually think this is a really good one that you and I could do as sort of a, like, let's get firing on the podcast today. I started doing this with my dad over the holidays. It's actually heaps of fun. Wordle's done.
Oh, Wordle. I was wondering what you were talking about.
This is Spottle. You have Spottle. To guess, like, the artist. Now, it's all in, like, the top 1,000 streaming on Spotify.
Okay.
So, it's like, someone will get... I want you and I... We get 10 guesses. I want you and I to, like, try and
guess
who it
is. I'm going to do Spottle right now.
I want to do
on
it,
the
like,
podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, give me just a band. Or just, like, an artist.
Linkin Park.
Great start. Okay. Yep. And it'll give us, like, what's close to it and what's not. Okay. So, they are male. And they're close to America. So I reckon that that means they're either Canadian or Mexican.
Mm.
But the debut was after 2000.
After 2000.
They're higher listened than 96th, and it's not rock.
That's
so
not
let's do
rock.
Like...
Drake?
Oh, very good. Very, very good, I reckon. Oh, look at this.
Did I get Drake?
No, but it's Canadian. It's a group size of one. It's close to 2009, but after it, it's higher than Drake.
Justin Bieber.
Well, he's not higher than Drake at the moment, would he be? Who's the high?
It's Justin Bieber. Type in Justin Bieber.
Okay, I'll type in Justin Bieber because he... There's no way. Oh, we got even closer. Okay.
What? Wait, what? How does this work?
So, okay, so it is pop. They are Canadian. They are male. It is a group size of one. It was after their debut album was after 2009. Justin Bieber's listener rank is 13.
Yeah.
It's higher than three. So it's got to be like one of the top listened to male artists in the world. Who would be the top Canadian? Oh, is it like one of the country stars at the moment, like Canadian, like Luke Combs or whatever the dude's name is?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Because, like, country's super popular.
The problem is, I'm so out of touch that by saying Linkin Park, Drake, and Justin Bieber, I think I've pretty much given you all the ones I know.
Yeah. You don't know any other. Yeah. Who else is Canadian?
Michael Bublé?
Mike Myers? I don't know.
No, not 2009.
I can't think of who this is.
No, I'm done now. If it's Canadian 2009
above
and
2009.
Above Drake, I don't know who that is. I couldn't tell you who that is.
I'm trying to... Who is so popular at the moment? This isn't a fun game.
Now, you've done this to us.
I have done. I really thought it was going to start.
Can we pause this now so we can get an answer without dragging everybody through this?
Sure. Okay.
All right. Stand by, gang. We'll be back in the future. Okay. So, we're back.
Yeah.
Here are the guesses
that you missed.
Yep.
Metro Boomin, the producer, and Post Malone.
Yep. And then we realized who it was.
Then we were like,
And I think this is going to fall into two categories. The reason I came back basically silent is because I'm so mad at myself. There were either people screaming while they were listening to this going, you absolute idiots. It's this person. Or there are people who aren't going to know who we're talking about.
I would be very surprised if it's the latter.
Yeah.
It's The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Of course it's The Weeknd.
The only thing I
He's nearly more famous than Celine Dion as a Canadian.
I forgot that he was Canadian.
How?
I don't know.
He
but that's
always
it.
Talks about
Stop
being Canadian.
Yelling at me.
Well, this was always meant to put us in a good mood. I've thought of a brand new business idea that sort of is just
that's
like
good.
Taking a business idea that exists but putting it in a different setting.
Yeah, that works.
A
lot of people have made lots of money doing that.
Exactly right. Say it.
Nah.
Neither will I.
I have a very strong feeling on several individuals that market themselves as entrepreneurs that have just stolen ideas from overseas and brought them to Australia. But that's neither here nor there.
Now, this doesn't involve juice in any sort of capacity, but what it does involve, it's not even like, I'm not even starting a business. I'm literally just bringing an idea that exists at the movies and bringing it to the airport. Okay, I've obviously been in and out of airports over the last couple of weeks, and so I had this idea. And as you would probably be very aware of who I am, running late quite a bit.
Yeah, you are very much an unorganized with time individual. Yeah,
exactly right. So this probably would add a lot of time to departures, which no one wants. But I think also it's too good of an idea or it's so good of an idea that I think people would be on board. When you go to the movies, pretty much every single movie has this nowadays. It used to be like one in every 100, but now every movie has it. They have like a restaurant outside that you can order food and then they'll bring it to you halfway through the movie. And you'll be like, hey, I want
to... It did used to be very boutique and now it's pretty much every cinema.
It was gold class exclusive.
Yes.
I went to go to the movies the other day to see Monkey Man and like five people got ordered pizzas. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
My idea...
How was Monkey Man, by the way? I love Dev Patel.
So he's the best part of it.
Yeah, well, he directed it as well. So
it's odd. Okay. It's very strange. Yep. I went to watch it with Michael. At the end of it, we were like, what happened?
Did you regret not ordering a pizza?
Yes.
But at least there was something redeeming about the experience?
I wanted something to look forward to throughout the whole movie. And I was like, what's happening here?
Okay, so what's
very
your idea?
Cool, though.
What's your idea?
So, you know when you're like walking through, this would boost, I think, the airport's economy as well. But you know when you're like walking to your gate and you're like, I want that food. Just say, okay, I'll give you an example because this is the exact example I thought of. You walk past a Zambrero's and you're like, God, I would want a burrito, but I don't have enough time to eat it now.
Oh.
You go through and you order and you give them your boarding pass or whatever. They scan it. They send it to the plane and then throughout the flight, they bring you out Zambrero's. Or if you wanted a Porto, they bring you out like halfway through. They like put all the food onto the plane that you bought walking through the terminals. And then on the plane, they come and bring you out your food. So like, hey, here's your small cheeseburger meal from Macca's. You're like, oh, yes.
That's so fascinating. And it's an interesting concept.
Like, oh, here's your five Krispy Kremes.
And the reason this works is... Because initially I wanted to make fun of you and be like, well, you're running late for the plane because there's no time. Yeah, so how would they get there? But when you get onto a plane versus when the plane takes off, often very different times.
Well, they're like, still loading up the luggage
and
stuff.
They can still get you the food.
Yeah. Like,
an airport worker could surely just ferry it along to the plane.
That's what I think. If you put like your orders in and they just knew beforehand, it's like they have to get together all of the fast food before they take off.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this might be my best idea.
No, it might be your best idea. It also might be how you get killed. Because imagine if somebody misses $1,000 connecting flights because you wanted a burrito.
And then there's nowhere to hide from it. They're like,
excuse me, passengers. Unfortunately, we can't take off.
Yeah.
Someone's caught a pounder isn't ready.
Yeah. They're like, the butter chicken for Ned that took half an hour to cook. I just wouldn't put my hand up. I'd be like, not me.
My name's not Ned.
Yeah. They're like, okay, it's 4F. It's like,
damn it.
Okay, I'm going to the toilet. I'm just going to hide in there the rest of the flight. This show started in absolute shambles.
Yeah.
And I think
like
I might know
why. Like today's episode or the podcast in general?
Because
both's true.
Yeah, the podcast started with you and I crying.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's certainly got a lot happier since
emotional
then.
Emotional shambles.
But this today's I'm talking about. We tried to do Spottle, which we were trying to guess a band. I actually have a reason for why I think it's gone so belly up. Scientists have discovered when, like, at what age you stop discovering new music.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this before.
So, done a whole bunch of surveys to try and figure out what's going on. Researchers determined the peak age for, like, going out and finding new music and really trying to taste everything, 24. 75% of interviewees that were 24 said they listened to 10 or more new tracks a week.
It's funny though, because I started working in commercial radio at the age of 15.
Yeah.
So that probably sped up my not caring about music anymore.
You're like, I get it.
Yeah.
Like,
I really, because I would argue that mine was definitely 10 years before that. I'd say 14, 15 was when I was like, trawling the internet to find bands that I liked.
And I think it's because the internet was so new and you're oh my God, I could just get whatever I want. That's incredible. We'll get to the unfortunate side of it, but they say...
I think it's true for you. I've known you since you were like 19. I think maybe 5 years ago was like your peak.
Yeah.
Just trying every kind of music. You tried metal for a while. You did hip hop. You're just going through it all.
And I still have like, I think I have an eclectic mix, but yeah, I would say 2019, I really was just like, give me grunge. No, actually give me soft jazz. Actually, no, let's go heavy metal.
Yeah, I think you were really putting yourself out there.
By 31, people have just stopped discovering new music altogether.
Yep, I'm 33. I can say that's probably pretty spot on.
They call it musical paralysis. By the time you hit your 30s, you pretty much know what you like.
Yep.
And found by the age of 33 that it was more likely that you would probably never listen to new music again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This checks out for you and me because I often... Yep. Whilst I'm not in the peak of my thing anymore, the thing that makes me feel the oldest is when I like some rapper is coming up and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. I have no, where is this person from?
The thing that makes me feel the oldest is when I look at the Spotify top 50 and obviously taking away Taylor, I don't know, maybe two-thirds of the artists on it. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are.
Or you'll see music and you'll be like, or a song, you'll be like, God, this is so complex. This is fantastic. And then you'll go on the artist and it's a 14-year-old on TikTok who's just a DJ. And it's like... That's not how this used to work.
The world's moving very fast, isn't it?
They're just producing too much music for me.
So much going on these days.
Well, I'm teetering 30.
Yeah.
So maybe I just like try and defy the system and throw a spanner in the works and now I start listening to even more music.
It's so funny though because I feel like I'm having like a Peter Pan style situation going on at the moment. Not that I don't want to grow up, but that I'm sort of stuck because I, as I said, started working in commercial radio at 15. Mm. That very quickly killed my enjoyment of music.
Mm.
And now... that I've left it, I've actually started listening to Triple J.
Yeah, you're getting
and
more into it.
I feel like the oldest man on earth listening to Triple J.
Because you don't know any of them.
Because I don't know any of them, but I am going, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
And then because they have their thing where you can read on the head unit in your car what the song is,
yeah.
I'm like, make a mental note of that and I'll put it in my playlist.
Well, say, that's one of the best inventions Triple J's ever come up with because waiting four songs to be like, that was Jellyfish in the Bottle, man.
Yeah, my least favorite sentence as a Triple J listener is, at the top, we heard from, I'm like,
When
was the top?
Yeah. Also, did you forget that you were listening to Duran Duran when I got here today?
Well, as I said, I know what I like.
Yeah, your music taste stopped 3 years before you were born. Talking Kelsey. Jason Kelsey, though.
Okay.
Not Trav.
Yep, that's two podcasts in a row we've mentioned Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis now, Kelsey. But
her future brother-in-law.
Great. Potentially.
Potentially. I don't want to get ahead of myself. They do a podcast as well. It won Podcast of the Year at the iHeartRadio Awards.
Yep.
So hopefully shouting them out, they'll give us a shout-out in return. I think that's only fair. But,
yep, that's how that works.
Jason Kelsey, you know, like I actually think it's kind of the raddest, one of the raddest things in American sports. When you win a championship, like here we still give out medals, like you've won an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Over there, they give out rings and the rings are always rad.
Yeah, they're iced up.
They are iced out. They're like diamonds on them. The coolest...
Is the term iced out?
Yeah.
Iced up.
No, not iced up. It's iced out. Yeah.
Like, God, I tried.
Yeah. I iced out my own watch. Yeah. Look, that's all right. Look, that's an innocent mistake.
No, I feel... Yeah.
So
sorry, everyone.
There's that photo of Michael Jordan. He's won six championships and he's like got all of them on one hand and it looks like...
He looks like Thanos. Yeah, from the Avengers.
Whereas like... You see, like, old footy medals, and it's like, what's this for?
Yeah.
This is so bizarre.
Do you win a swimming carnival or something?
What's going on? Now, because they're not a medal, I think the only good thing about a medal is you can hold it. You can
NRL, like, they get rings.
Yeah, that's
true.
You
know they don't.
Yeah. I think the medal, the only redeeming feature about a medal looks a lot nicer, like, hung up. Like, if you put it on a display cabinet, a medal looks
what do you do?
Beautiful.
Do you get one of those weird hands?
like a model hand.
Yeah, model hand. Looks like the Addams Family. Yeah. Things just sitting there displaying your
the
rings.
The wood ones, exactly. Yeah. Or do you make a cast of your own hair? Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But it's a lot easier to hang up.
And then when do you stop? You just end up with a full wax figure of yourself wearing the rings
and wearing
your
medals.
In your den. So I don't mind that. That's just my Madame Tussauds showing you my rings.
That's wax me. Yeah. Sorry, don't mind that. So Super Bowl, when you win the Super Bowl, you get rings and stuff. I think this, I guess this is what I'm trying to say. The medals aren't as cool, but when you display them, they're cooler.
Yeah.
The rings are cooler, but you want to wear them out and they're too valuable to wear out.
And they're too audacious sometimes, like they're too over the top.
Exactly right. They're super heavy. They're massive. Jason Kelsey once lost his Super Bowl ring in a chili, like a bowl of chili.
Oh, yeah. It fell into a bowl. Literally. Which became a Super Bowl of chili.
Everyone, come and get this chili. You might win the Super Bowl ring. Yep.
Out of my Super Bowl of chili. Also, guys, rate this podcast 5 stars if you wouldn't mind for jokes like that.
And more even worse, who knows?
We're definitely getting shouted out by the Kelsey brothers for that.
After this, how could they not?
They'd probably subscribe after that. While I was overseas, I did a bit of purchasing of things just for me, but I also got you, Ned, my best friend, a gift as well.
You got me a present?
Yeah, I got you a present.
That's so exciting. What'd you get me?
I've got it here. I've got it here in a bag for you, and I'm thinking that maybe you just open it on the podcast and you can tell people what's in it.
It sounds like Pringle crumbs. It
sounds like Pringle crumbs.
It's also in a CVS pharmacy bag.
It's not from CVS. That's just a bag that I had that doesn't allow anybody.
I don't believe you. Wait, let me see if I can feel it. I'm just feeling it now. I think it's food.
It is food. Yep.
Are these barbecue nuts?
No.
Tony the Tiger's Frosted Flakes. Oh, and American ones. Oh.
It's American Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, ingredients. Sugar. Yeah, I reckon. Essentially, don't include anything else. Oh, thank you, matey. That's lovely.
Now, the reason I got you these...
I'm confused, so yeah.
The reason I got you these
I would say I'm more of an outspoken Fruit Loops fan. Yep. I love Toucan Sam, but Tony the Tiger's great.
I didn't know Frosted Flakes existed until I went over to the US.
What?
Yep, you heard that correct. That is a food. Frosted Flakes essentially are just cornflakes white sugar on them.
Yeah. How did you not know that?
I used to make that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we'd have cornflakes and I'd put a bit of white sugar on them.
Like your Special K.
But this is better because it's white sugar ground into a fine powder that then coats the cornflakes.
And you get little like deposits of it on some of the cornflakes. Oh. You get like little sugary...
Mate, I have a new religion and it is Frosted Flakes. Yeah. But I was so disappointed. And the reason you're probably looking... Because I brought this back.
Yeah.
Much like somebody arrogantly trying to preach a new belief system to a new world.
You've brought me something from the new lands.
I thought, I'll bring this back and show you Frosted Flakes. And you'll be like, oh, I've never had these before. These are incredible.
I've had so many Frosted Flakes. Yeah.
Because in Australia, they're called Frosties and they're openly sold. They're openly sold at Woolworths. Yeah, yeah, they're openly sold at Coles. This isn't a new thing.
No, it's not.
And I'm so mad that I've made it this far in life without knowing that this exists.
Well, because you know now what cavities and dentures and stuff are. Yeah, like imagine if you found this when you were 9 and you're like, oh my God, this literally feels like I'm having 7 black coffees before I go to school.
There was a day we had a buffet breakfast while we were away on holidays.
Yeah.
I went into the buffet. There was no cereal. I went downstairs to the convenience store that was at the front of the hotel we were staying at. I came back to the buffet with a nondescript paper bag full of Frosted Flakes and then asked for the waitress to get me a glass of milk, a glass of milk. Oh, yeah, you heard me right.
I'll add these at my discretion. Yeah. I'll see how many Frosted Flakes I can handle in a go. Who did you think said they're great? That's like a very famous line.
I knew who Tony the Tiger was. I never had them before and I didn't realize they were here. I feel like I've wasted my life.
You have. I'll be honest because I don't really even like sugar, but as a kid, because they had these in Spain when I lived there, I used to eat Frosted Flakes all the time. I will also say, not often, probably not ever, have I received a gift this run over.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
It was in my luggage.
Did it come outside of the plane? Yeah, they just taped it on the outside and it just... I cannot explain to you guys how crushed this looks. I think it probably would be mostly powder in
here. It was a structural support cereal for a while there. It was holding the plane together.
It was keeping all my hats open. This is awful.
Be grateful. And worship at the feet of Tony.
I'll try.
My partner, Carrie, has 2 boys. They're just the greatest. They're 10 and 8. I am loving the stage of life that they're at because the 8-year-old is still totally full tilt little kid, but the 10-year-old is starting to get a little bit of a smart ass streak.
He knows what's cool.
Which is my favorite thing in the world.
Because you can give it back. It's like, all right, if you want to play ball, let's play ball. Like,
every time I slap him back with just a smart-ass comment, it's almost like he's like, oh, you know what you're doing. And exactly I'm like, yeah, no, I was once you, and I am now me, and you will be a fully formed smart-ass one day, but you are but a learner at the moment.
Exactly right. This is like, you're like Mr. Miyagi, and he's like Daniel, and he's like outside waxing your car, being like, this is stupid. And then he steps to you, and you smack him down. You're like, oh, this guy's actually...
I made it clear for everybody listening, I'm not belting the child at all. This is all metaphorical.
Yeah, no, you're verbally smacking him down is what you said. I'm insulting
very clear,
him.
Very clear.
I wake him up with insults.
Yeah. It's emotional. No. So the reason I'm telling this story is because we've just been overseas. We've been lucky enough to go traveling, and we went to Disney World. And there is a lot of Marvel merchandise getting around Disney World. And he saw a Captain America bit of merchandise.
What kind?
I forget what it was. But it's not important to the story. But the story is this. He turns to me, points to the merchandise, and goes, Captain America!
Forget where you were, bud.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Then immediately goes, look, T-shirt, how cool. And I'm like,
No,
let's... And I did. I let it go. Yeah. But I love the fact he thinks I don't know what he was doing there. Yeah. For those unfamiliar, the theme song to the 2004 movie by Matt Stone, Trey Parker, Team America World Police.
Yeah, that's their theme song.
America.
Hell yeah.
F word.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Going to save the mother hecking day. Yeah.
So all the kids at his school must apply this now to Captain America. Captain America.
Heck yeah.
So he's thinking, I don't know what he was about to say because I don't know that joke. Mm-hmm. But that joke is so from my childhood that he doesn't even understand what the circle is swimming in. Like
you, like to him, he's probably like, this is like a... It probably, like, to him, because at 10, there's so much swearing, and it's so funny, and so naughty. He probably... And it also kind of, like, even when I watched Team America when I was probably his age, because that's sort of when it came out, I remember thinking, I'm like, I shouldn't be watching this. Like, the fact that it was marionette puppets, I was like, this seems kind of, like, sketchy and, like... Am I meant to be watching this? So he probably thinks this is like a cult underground classic, not realizing that literally before memes existed, you would go to school and be like...
Just quote Team America.
The more you could quote, the more impressive it was.
Can I say quickly though, I would put this forward as an argument. I don't think he knows what Team America is.
You think he just knows
the song? I think this is some kid at his school has sung that in relation to Captain America. Like he's so out of the loop on what this is, that he doesn't even realize the source material.
Yeah.
And he tried to play it off like I wouldn't know what he was doing.
Like he's like, oh, I'm just whatever. I just had a little slip, didn't I?
This is tremendous. And this is my world now. Yeah. I just get to have all the knowledge.
Yeah. Instead of waking him up with, as you said, verbal abuse, you should wake him up to the Team America theme song one day and he'll think he's in a fever dream. Yeah. He's like, hang on. How? Oh, no. It's like when you'd get caught in a lie as a kid and you're like, how much of my life is a lie? Like, how much have I been caught?
To be clear, the 10-year-old has never full tilt dropped the F-bomb in front of me. He's always said like truck or fudge or whatever as a joke. How close he came to actually saying it, I think he will remember this. He would have remembered that moment. Yeah. So when I one day reveal to him that I knew full well and knew before he was even born what that was, he'll go... How much other stuff have you lied to me about?
Yeah. He's like, you're holding on to how many secrets?
You played that off so beautifully. Bringing the podcast in for a landing today. Ned, can I just say that I don't ever want to start the podcast the way we started it today.
With Spottle or heated?
No, with Spottle. Not getting the weekend. I just watched the weekend live at SoFi. It's like an incredible concert film. Like, I love the fact that I didn't get that has haunted me for the whole podcast, and I don't ever want to feel this again.
You know what we actually could do instead, but maybe this would be too infuriating, is once you get the Spottle, you can actually like do a custom one and send it to someone. So maybe I get one that I know what it is and I send it to you. Yeah. And so like I can maybe like
give me clues,
guide your answers a little bit, because the fact we didn't get the weekend, we've only not worked in commercial radio for 6 months at this point, but still... he's still the biggest artist in the world.
I thought you were going to say in some weird sort of like we have to now we have to reset the universe type thing that we would have to get the what we needed to do was get the Weeknd to play Spottle and have him suck so badly at it that it makes him that frustrated and that would be the only thing that cancels it all out.
Yeah, I mean that's option two.
Probably, honestly, if we can get in contact with the Weeknd, just get him on the podcast.
I was going to be honest.
Let's just have a chat.
Because what do we get out of the Spottle thing other than him doing someone else's
The universe resets itself.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.